Georgia's Common Core opponents didn't like the idea of national standards. The standards were developed by a consortium of states, including Georgia, but states had to adopt the Common Core to apply for the federal Race to the Top grant program. To Tanya Diddy of Concerned Women for America and Jane Robbins of the American Principles Project, that's an overreach.
They're enforced by the federal government, but written by people outside the state, as if we can't do those. Do the Race to the Top money.
Okay, but states opt into Race to the Top. I mean, Texas, for example, did not.
Correct, but if you look...
Robbins and Diddy say Georgia adopted the Common Core because the state was desperate for the $400 million it won through Race to the Top. But advocates like Michael Brickman say that's a straw man.
There are a lot of things that were in Race to the Top. Charter schools, for example, were incentivized in both Race to the Top and the No Child Left Behind waivers, but I don't think anyone's out there saying that we should. No reasonable education reformer, at least, is out there saying we should get rid of charter schools just because the Obama administration incentivized it.
Brickman is the national policy director with the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, a conservative education think tank. He doubts most Common Core opponents have a problem with the standards themselves.
I've talked to a lot of people about this issue over the last 6 or 9 months, and rarely, if ever, hear anybody saying this specific standard in the Common Core is something that I have a problem with.
Opponents themselves have said the larger issue is local control. Diddy, Robbins, and their organizations have thrown their support behind Brunswick Republican Senator William Ligon. He sponsored Georgia's anti-Common Core bill.
You need to look very carefully at anything that is pushed down as a one-size-fits-all for every state in the union. I don't believe that that is a good way to go. You lose your flexibility, you lose your autonomy, you lose things that you need in order to make adjustments for what's right in your state.
Ligon's bill passed the Senate but died in the House Education Committee. Although the Common Core will stay in place for now, opponents don't seem ready to give up the fight just yet. Martha Dalton, WABE News.